Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, tell us what's going on in the world from your point of view.
Well, you know, we sell gold and silver, and I'd like to make a mention that we've seen gold settle in here around 1720 an ounce. It's been a very tight range in that area. Everyone, investors are seeming to, you know, wait to see what's all going to happen in Europe with Greece. But you're beginning to see the, you know, I saw some reports today about ETFs, and it looks like the fear trade is beginning to put the people back into gold. And a lot of assets in gold were sold in the ETFs, but what's interesting, some were also bought, and Soros actually bought some, and actually he doubled his holdings in gold. So I know lots of times when gold gets to these levels, people feel that it's too high of a price to pay. But yet we have to understand that what we face in the future, gold at this level is a very good price, and silver is also a very good price at these levels. So,
well, it's very interesting. Chris George Soros has said that Mrs. Merkel is doing exactly the opposite from what she should do. He wants her to push money out like it was going out of style, very, very similar to what we're doing here, rather than try to insist on installing the austerity measures over in Greece. Now, for the average individual, what's really going on in Greece? Well, certainly Germany and France are both insisting that if Greece is going to get any loans so that they just don't go bankrupt and the whole system collapse, that they're going to have to have austerity. That means they're going to have to cut the minimum wage. 20% has already been cut down, and now 20% more. Wages and pensions are going to be cut 20%. Taxes are going to increase. They're going to have to lay off, you know, tens of thousands of employees. Remember, one in every three people in Greece works for one or another form of government. It's been a great ride. I mean, they could afford anything as long as they didn't have to pay for it. And now the time has come when they're going to have to pay for it, and the government doesn't have any money, very much like our government. I mean, we are living entirely on borrowed money. The whole idea is we got a problem, we're just going to spend ourselves into prosperity. 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends, it has to be borrowed. And how are we going to get around that? Why, we're just borrowing more money, that's all. And but eventually the day of reckoning comes, and so I'm not at all surprised that George Soros is certainly buying more gold, because he's publicly said he expects the total breakdown of society if things continue going the way they are. And I'm sure you're well aware of that, Melody.
Absolutely. And the problem is things will continue to go, because they don't have any, they have no other resources, and they're not going to cut back. They're going to continue to try to print their way out. They're certainly not going to take any of these cuts. And we've certainly seen how we handle elections in this country. And, you know, if you don't like somebody that's running, you just have a media blackout on the person, and therefore he'll have absolutely no chance of becoming president, or the same option.
And, Chris, as you're talking about Ron Paul, he's the only one who talks about Sydney trying to balance the budget. He's the only one who wants to cut government spending. He's the only one who wants to investigate the subversive activities of our banking system. And, of course, this would lead to an understanding of the fact we have an invisible government that is intent upon destroying this nation. Well, Melody, said me, you know, I was just reading an article this evening Well, they were talking about something what the Fed has said, that that's going to keep our interest rates.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the jobs aren't coming back. They were sent overseas to stay overseas. Well, they had one little company that had come back and employed 100 workers, and isn't that great? You know, the trend has stopped. Ladies and gentlemen, they've sent somewhere between 8 million and 12 million jobs overseas. We've lost 45,000 businesses. This has actually been done intentionally. They devised the tax structure so that if you are a corporation and you stay in America, you pay 35% tax on your profits. If you go overseas, you don't pay any U.S. taxes on your profits, and because you don't have to put up with the harassment, and so you don't have to put up with the EPA and OSHA and the Planning Commission and the unions and the pensions and the FICA taxes, that's Social Security and Medicare. They want our corporations to go overseas. This is the plan to redistribute the wealth of America throughout the world. This is exactly what David Rockefeller says on page 405 of his book, Memoirs. And if you haven't read it, you need to get it and read it. Just to have that one page of page 405 where he talks about how many people think that he and his family are part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others to bring about a new international more integrated international order. And if that is the charge, he says, I am guilty and I am proud of it. I'm a proud internationalist. That's what it's all about. He leads this group intent upon the destruction of America. They're subversives, and they should be charged. But you see, since they own the courts and they own the congressmen and they own the military and they own the banks and they own the corporations and the educational systems and, yes, the conservative and liberal organizations and our seminaries and most of our churches, you don't have to worry about hearing this sort of thing from any source other than alternative radio. But God bless alternative radio. And but certainly Melody Morgan has simply been talking about how, I mean, the violence that's taking place over in Greece is just unimaginable. They're burning down buildings, and they have hundreds of thousands of people demonstrating in the streets. Are you seeing this every? Well, you may see it occasionally on television, but this is not the sort of thing that they're focusing our attention on. They're focusing our attention on what's going on in Syria, which, of course, we are financing. We're financing the Al-Qaeda effort, the radical Islamic effort to topple the current government of Syria. And, of course, also, we've already toppled the Islamic governments of Egypt and of Tunisia and of Libya. We're in the process of toppling it in Syria. We've already toppled it in Turkey, and the radical Islamists are controlled there and in Lebanon. And, of course, we're preparing for a war with Iran. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you think this, there's no possibility this would be a nuclear war, let me suggest you read the Sybil Edmonds story, S-I-B-E-L, Edmonds, Sybil Edmonds. You can read it at my website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Of course, the story is known everywhere in the world, except in America, where we have, well, we used to have freedom of the press, but certainly everybody in the world has said that the Sybil Edmonds story was published in the London Sunday Times and totally blacked out in America. And it's how we transferred the nuclear technology so that the backward country called Pakistan could build 150 or 200 nuclear weapons. And believe me, they've shared the nuclear technology with Iran. And I suspect Iran already has nuclear weapons. And I believe that the mullahs over there are probably on the CIA payroll. And this is all play acting in preparation for a coming terrible war. But it'll be great for Agenda 21 and population control. Anyway, go right ahead, Melody. I'm rambling on here. If you're out there listening on, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But everything points to the fact that we're going to be at war with Iran before long. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Go right ahead.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I mean, we have, and, you know, I'm sure we sound, you know, in the finances and in reference to gold, I mean, we probably sound like a broken record because this has been going on for a very long time. We've been talking about it for 20 years. You've been doing it for a lot longer than I have. So, but, I mean, we are at this point. There is a day of reckoning, and there's an illusion that they will maintain until the very end, and they need a way out, and they always, you know, since we've been in the system, they will always go to war. That is their backdrop. That is what they do. And this is where it's headed. And, you know, this, you know, we're not playing around with Iraq. I mean, it isn't going to be the same as Iraq or all these other little wars that we've had. But look, even we call them little wars, but look what they've actually done and look how many lives that have been lost when we're dealing with Iran and what is happening. And there's, I mean, we're not only facing Iran, but we'll also be looking to Russia. We'll also be looking to China. And, you know, it's just a matter of time. We say it time and time again. And people really do need to prepare. And I've seen it. I've seen we're business as usual. But really, there is no, when people buy for gold, it's like, well, I probably need to get some more gold. Or they don't see how, I'd say in the past year, we've seen a change, not so much a change in buying, but a change in attitude, a change in recognition of the importance and the danger that we face, and it's so close. We'll go through a period of time where everything seems to be fairly peaceful, things are working, you know, people, you know, they believe the reports of, you know, 8.3 unemployment, they believe it's coming down. They don't understand the real numbers of anything that's given to us, and they become just as complacent as people of unaware. So I've seen the changes in the buying, and it's interesting how it relates to the stock market. You have the stock market that's approaching 13,000, and you have this this degree of complacency that there's no rush, there's no need, there's tomorrow, and we'll worry about the various things in our lives. And I do believe as we prepare, we do need to live our lives. We shouldn't forget about that. And but there's also I do believe we're running out of time that people will have to prepare, and not just financially, but everything else that we so often talk about, the food and the water and any supplies that you might need.
Well, you know, I think that these unemployment figures, that they're just congratulating themselves. Things are so much better. Look at those figures, you know. The unemployment's dropped down to, what is it, 8.3%. And isn't that just wonderful, you know? Look what President Obama's done. Oh, look at all the jobs he's created. Well, where are all of these jobs? I mean, there may be a little increase in manufacturing, but not that much at all. So where are all of the jobs? Well, basically what happened was why they employ the people in the Bureau of Labor Statistics to make up statistics. And they do make up statistics. And basically what happened is a couple of, I think a million and a half people simply dropped out of the labor force that month. They just quit looking for work, or they ran out of unemployment benefits. So they just said, well, since they're no longer in the unemployed bracket, they must be working. And but if you look at the figures of number of people working, why, you'll find out that the number of people who are working is actually falling. So how could unemployment be falling if the number of people working is falling? Well, the old idea is that figures don't lie, but liars figure. And they get plus jobs working for the government with good unemployment benefits and certainly high salaries. If you want to know what's really going on, you go to shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com, where certainly all the responsible conservative commentators go to read John Williams' analysis, and he will tell you that the real unemployment rate in the United States, that is unemployed, underemployed, and simply given up looking for work, is well over 22%, and it has not been any significant drop. And President Obama is lying, and he knows he's lying. But unfortunately, since they control the media, an awful lot of people actually believe what they're being told by the controlled media. So they're going to try to make things look good because we're going into an election year. And the leaders of both political parties are in on the scam. And they want to convince the American people that don't panic, certainly don't look at alternative candidates. The establishment is running three Republicans and just this one crazy old man, and ignore him. In fact, I don't know if you saw that wonderful interview with Piers Morgan and Representative Paul, where instead of interviewing him, Piers Morgan was arguing with him on all sorts of subjects. He'd ask him a question, and then when he was trying to answer it, he would immediately attack him, and it was almost embarrassing. He's got a nice smile, but certainly he has his opinion, and he's not going to give Ron Paul an opportunity to answer and to explain what is really going on, what needs to be done to help the poor. And, of course, he's actually put into the category of hating the poor, wanting to take away what they have, take away their incomes, rather than, of course, understanding that the government cannot provide for the people indefinitely, and the whole thing collapses. You help the poor by having a stable economy and helping them to get jobs, but you don't do it simply with more and more government benefits. What we have are government entitlements. In a free society, you're not entitled to anything. In a socialist society, you are. And because you're entitled to health, education, and welfare, and a bullet in the back of the head when you get in the way. Well, they don't necessarily have to do that. They just deprive you of your health benefits when you get to be older. The death panels are in place, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'd love to know what you think. Go right ahead, Melanie.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this health care bill and from, you know, from what I've been reading and so forth, the Obamacare, it's just not that.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Certainly about the what's happening as far as unemployment is concerned, as far as a gross domestic product. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I don't know how many of you actually saw President Obama's speech for his State of the Union. He was talking about really how the government had done such a great job with General Motors and the automotive industry and how they'd been criticized for that. But look and see, and how General Motors is now thus in the making money. And thanks to the government interference, and General Motors is making money. But it's making money in China. It's not making money here in the United States. It's losing money in the United States. We're making the Volt car, thanks to the automobile czar that Obama installed. We've only sold about 6,000 cars. Now, the government's bought 50,000 of them. Nobody wants the car. Car dealers won't buy it. There are new jobs, but most of them are in communist China. They've opened new factories in communist China. And the money that the General Motors is making is coming from their overseas operations, not their operations here in the United States. Now, they're losing money in the United States. They're losing money in Europe. They're making money in Brazil. They're making money in China. And it was as a result of the governments giving General Motors a great deal of money, they were able to open those plants in other countries. So the Obama administration is to be congratulated for stimulating economic growth in Brazil and in China, but not here in the United States. And they talk about Chrysler. Well, Chris, what happened to Chrysler? Well, we transferred control of Chrysler. We gave Chrysler away. We canceled the bonds that Cindy, the people who had invested in Chrysler and had a claim on the country. They lost everything. We gave Chrysler lock, stock, and barrel to the man who runs Fiat in Italy. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. That's the reason he got it. And, of course, he opened a new plant in Italy, opened a new plant in Mexico. He did open one small plant here in the United States. Chrysler suddenly apparently is making some money, but not very much. And most of that is coming from their operations overseas, not here in the United States. And nobody has challenged the Obama administration for making that ridiculous statement. Ford Motor Company did not take any money from the government, and they're doing fairly well. But, of course, most of their money is coming from their overseas operations, because Ford, along with the other two, of course, has all been part of this international subversive organization. As we know, Henry Ford was instrumental in funding communism. Henry Ford was instrumental in funding the Nazis. In fact, he even sat in the box with Adolf Hitler in 1936. And, of course, he actually got the highest possible award from Adolf Hitler. That is the Ford Motor Company that we're so proud we helped. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And Melody, when you talk to people, what sort of response do you get them? Do they have any grasp of what's really going on and of the invisible government that controls both political parties?
Well, only a small percentage of people own gold. So, you know, they do have an idea of what is going on. But to the degree, probably half of those really understand what's going on. Many of them have been listening to alternative programs for a very long time. So they are a little more aware of the system and, you know, what has happened to our government and so forth and our finances. So they do. But I think the average person that's getting in, that's been, you know, they're mainly getting into gold because they think it's going to go higher. They're going in for the higher price of gold and not for the true fundamentals. I don't think they understand that.
Well, because you may not make any money on your gold, but you keep the value of what you have. I think, of course, the upside potential, and there is a tremendous potential for a profit there. But be that as it may, the important thing is to be able to maintain some of your wealth. And most people are going to lose the majority of their wealth. Right? I talked to a friend of mine the other day. He knows a man who was invested in a major bank that went bankrupt. He lost $1 billion, most of his wealth. How'd you like to be in that fellow's shoes? My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds gather across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Here 464-8295, and would like to know if you have a question or comment for Melody. But before we go on, Melody, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and learn more about a discount gold and silver.
They can give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They could visit our website at dgscoins.com. That is DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com. And they can give us a call. They can also email us directly from the website, and we can contact them that way, too. And we do a great job. We have a wide variety of coins, great service. We have very competitive pricing. And we do review portfolios if anybody would like that done. Not so much to we can price them, get their price, their portfolio updated, so to speak. And I'm really not an advocate of trading out coins for one or another. I think if you bought them, you should keep them. But once in a while, depending on who you purchase them from, you might, if you have a fair amount, you might be able to do a little bit of switching out that might actually benefit your portfolio, you know, in the next couple of years. But I really don't think we have too long before we see some extremely higher prices. And as Dr. Stan says, we really buy to preserve our wealth. A lot of the new people come in and they just, you know, they're used to being, they're conditioned to believe in buying things that are only going to go up in price. They're only looking for the gains. That's what they're chasing. And we really do buy gold as to preserve our wealth. Our real wealth from gold will come in the future because we're able to protect our purchasing power. And so it's very important that you do what you can with what you've worked so hard for. So they can give us a call at 800-375-4188.
One more time for that telephone number.
That's 1-800-375-4188.
All right, fine. So basically, now should people be primarily in gold? Should they be primarily in silver? Should they be in both? What is the determinant of whether you should be in gold and silver? And what form should your gold and silver be in?
I think the amount of gold, I think they should have both. And determining on what's suitable for each customer is what we talk about. I have many clients that are 100% in gold. I have clients that are 100% in silver. I have some 50-50. I give a recommendation, 80% gold, 20% silver. I take everything out. I take emotion and, you know, gains and everything out of the equation. I really truly look to the fundamentals of each and what each will provide to a portfolio. Then it's also the customer's objective of what they want in their portfolio is if we adjust that percentage 80 to 20 to maybe 70-30. As we see silver prices increase, I'll adjust my percentages because, you know, of course, as the price rises in silver, you're going to purchase less ounces with that price, so we'll increase the percentage. So it's all about balance, and that's what's important, and it's all about what's suitable for the client. And not only is it their objective that they're trying to master when they're purchasing gold and silver coins, but also the amount that they're looking to put into the market. I believe portfolios should be adjusted to each budget. You know, we have people that, you know, on a smaller budget, they're just looking in order to purchase something to help them through a situation of bartering or times or severe times like that. So we'll make recommendations based on that scenario. Those with larger amounts who've been a little more fortunate and have larger amounts of funds to put into gold and silver, then we'll design something from them. But we try to keep things balanced, basic, and it does make a difference what you have in your portfolio. Sure, gold is gold, silver is silver, price is going to go up, you'll preserve your wealth. But you can benefit for holding better quality coins in your portfolio and coins over another coin. There really aren't any bad coins. To me, I say there are no bad coins. It's just bad dealers. Each coin has a purpose in a portfolio. Each coin is priced accordingly to the way it performs. And it's our job, supposedly, as gold dealers to educate the client as far as what coins do and how they will perform and how it will benefit them in different types of scenarios. You know, not trying to have an agenda pushing one type of coin just because, you know, there's a little bit more money made with that type of coin. So we don't do that here at Discount Gold and Silver. We build relationships. I had a client today. He said, you know, he says, I've talked to 10 dealers. He says, I've talked to them all. And he says, I've been doing this for 2 months. And he says, I chose you because you sit and talk to me. You make me think about what types of coins and how to position my portfolio. And he says, they bait and switched me. They've been calling me. They talk rude to me. It's just like, well, sir, you know, you called us, so what do you want? And that's the kind of treatment that is happening to clients out there. So, you know, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to talk to the folks. And I really stick with the basics of the gold and silver. You know, bullion coins, you know, gold eagles, Canadian maple leaves, Kruger Ants, 90% silver is a great way to buy silver, silver eagles, silver rounds. You don't need fancy silver rounds. You just buy generic silver rounds. Like the Lakotas. You don't need to buy the Lakota silver coin or some other commemorative silver coin because you're going to pay $5 or $6 more than what a regular silver ounce would pay, what would go for. And when you go to sell it back, you're going to get the same price. So take that extra $5, $6 and buy more silver. And that's how I view things. Try to get folks as much gold and silver as they can with their dollars.
How about collectibles? Is there a place for collectible gold coins, collectible silver coins?
I don't like to use the term collectible because everyone thinks of rare coins. And I believe rare coins should be with true collectors, not for folks that we deal with trying to preserve their wealth. That is for a true group of elites that buy gold and that buy gold collectibles just so they can buy the coin. They don't care if the price goes up. They don't care if the price goes down. And those are your real rare coins. You can go into semi-numismatic. But again, it depends if it's suitable for the client. And that's what we try to explain, why it would be suitable for them. They can be very good for a portfolio. They have lots of benefits. You know, there's privacy, the leverage. But every time you go after leverage, you have a little more volatility. So if you're not, if you're not going into something that has a little more volatility, then you wouldn't want to own those. So stick with the basics. Build your portfolio first. Build the foundation. Then you can diversify into other things. And again, it's all back to what's suitable, and that's how we work at Discount.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand that we're facing the destruction of the monetary system of Western civilization. Now, certainly the foundation of our civilization is built upon our monetary system. That is why the founders of America stipulated in the Constitution that, of course, no state would make any currency except gold and silver the basis of their currency. Yes, they recognized that you would have banks, and they would very well, many of them would print their own currencies, so there'd be state currencies, but there had to be a gold and silver backing. However, the wicked people who wanted to control everything, and our founding fathers recognized that initially, and said this was the original battle between Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson didn't want an elite to gain control of this country, as they already had in England with the Bank of England had controlled the English economy since 1694. I think that was the date the Bank of England was created. But as in the Hamilton did, and was able to convince George Washington we should have a central bank. And that began, of course, a series of events that eventually led up to Andrew Jackson's battle with the bank. If you have never read our treatise on the prophetic warning, you should get it. It is simply a summary Jackson's farewell address. And what's really so interesting, if you go up and into the internet and you type in your search engine Andrew Jackson's farewell address 1837, why you'll pull down the first item up there, at least the last time I checked it, was his farewell address, and not one word about his battle with the bank. I read it through, I reread it, I've read it three times. Not one word about it. How could that be? That was what the whole farewell address was centered around. And then a very small letters at the top, it said, abridged. And when they abridged it, why, of course, they just took out that. They don't want you to know what the battle was at that time, so you won't understand what's going on here. Well, eventually we were able to get that part of Jackson's farewell address. And we wrote five newsletters on it. It's a little pamphlet we put out called Prophetic Warning. And it's what Andrew Jackson said about the dangers of a central bank and the bankers taking control of our government. Ladies and gentlemen, they control the government today. There's six major banks that control 70% of our financial transactions. That's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, certainly Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. They all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. They're all interrelated. They all work together. They control 70% of the financial assets of America. They buy and sell our presidents. Who is the largest contributor to Mitt Romney's campaign? Go up on the internet, type in your search engine, Mitt Romney, Goldman Sachs. and you'll find out that the Goldman Sachs, the largest contributor to Goldman Sachs campaign. Who is the largest contributor to Barack Obama's campaign? Why, go to the search engine and that ask the question, you'll find it's Goldman Sachs, and they all tie in together. And there's not one person in 1,000 in America who has any idea what's going on. And the system is all rigged. And people of great wealth control all of the presidential candidates, Democrat and Republican, except for one. And, of course, that's Ron Paul. Our telephone number today, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And would love to hear what you have to say and what you think about this, because basically my fear is that most people are going to lose most of what they have, because they do not understand the foundation of our economic system, which is a sound currency which no longer exists. We have a paper currency that is being rapidly expanded, where there are several $100 trillion of paper money out there in dollars, and there's absolutely nothing behind it. And when it comes to cascading home, why, of course, we'll flood our markets, and heaven help us. I don't know when it's going to happen, but you must be prepared for it, and you must get out of dollars. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment about anything that we said tonight, give us a call. You need to get my treatise on A Prophetic Warning. It's available by calling our 800 number. Melody, do you have any books you'd like to recommend for our listeners?
No, I know you have a wonderful website where you provide so much good information. So I would just, you know, encourage the listeners to go to your website and pull out the information that you provide. I mean, the ones I recommend are all pretty much fairly the ones that have, you know, are common ground when people are beginning to get into the market and so forth. But you bring a lot of history with your material and so forth, and I really believe that's what's so important, because it's so related to one another.
Well, I do think that Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, is foundational to an understanding of how it all fits together. That's The Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin. When I met Ed first time, 50 years ago, it was in December of 1962, and that's a long, long time ago. But certainly, as our first encounter, and we've been friends ever since then. His work, as some of it, is foundational to an understanding of everything going on today. And The Creature from Jekyll Island is required reading for anybody who wants to survive what lies ahead. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, most people will not survive. Start making your preparations now. Don't put it off. Know what you're going to do. We haven't until the end of this year, where if you're going to do any selling, remember, you still can get a very much reduced capital gains tax this year. You'll pay 15% federal capital gains tax. It will double at the end of this year. So make your preparations accordingly. In California, we have a capital gains tax, but it'll probably be 3 or 4% by the time, of course, you pay it, and then you get your refund because it's deductible from your federal taxes. So whatever you're going to do, do it this year. Don't wait until next year, because heaven knows where we're going to be by that time. Well, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners, Melody?
And you're right. If the same president is elected, and I think things will happen very quickly right after the election. So if something doesn't happen prior to that. But just people really shouldn't. It's very easy to slip back and just, you know, continue on our lives. And, you know, we become a little laid back, and we forget about things. But we have to be so vigilant in these days. And I just encourage anyone, if they have any questions, to give us a call at 800-375-4188. And, I mean, we talk. I mean, we don't give advice. We talk. And I like to think that we help our clients and anyone who calls us just to talk and so forth, make them think about their own situation and how it might apply to them. Because there's just so many things that are happening so quickly. There's things that are changing so quickly. And they can just give us a call and we'll see what we can do. But we've got great prices on our gold and silver. We're very competitive in our price. We ship very quick. And we build relationships with our clients, because one day you might be selling some of that gold, and we also want to be your gold representative for that, too.
Well, what's your telephone number?
It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And your website now, because I know you've changed it.
Is bgscoins.com.
bgscoins.com.
Uh-huh.
Don't discount gold and silver still gets you there?
Yes.
All right, fine.
Yeah, the old website will still work.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Got a great program next hour. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Are you doing a program on Tom Reed's network of your own? Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Many customers she's had, and she does a good job, and this is why I feel comfortable having her on and recommending her to you. Now, basically, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there, you'd like to support us. If you'd like to advertise with us, you have a product that would fit into our vision of what the way the world should be, we'd be glad to talk to you. We sometimes have advertisers, and we just won't take them on because we don't like the product or we just don't feel it's appropriate. But if you do have a product, we'd love to talk to you. Although it's almost to the point where we're not going to be able to take on any additional advertisers. I think we have one or two more slots. Under any circumstances, to understand what's going on financially, you need to get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. You need to get two little pamphlets I've written. One is The History of Money. The other is called Prophetic Warning. And then, of course, you certainly should hear my talk on the financial tsunami and my talk on the financial Armageddon. And then, of course, we carry the books, Rollback and by Thomas Wood and Sydney Meltdown by Thomas Wood. They're written from a libertarian point of view to explain our economic system. He doesn't get into the conspiracy behind what's going on, but economically he's sound. We have a book written in 1935 by Gertrude Krugen, who has paid a fabulous amount of money for another book she wrote on the monetary system that was never published. Why wasn't it published? Because, of course, the last thing the financiers want is for you to understand finance. And so they paid her a large sum of money. They owned the text, and the book was never published. Now, we carry another book written in 1899 by Mr. Walter called The Coming Battle. It's a story about when the banks control America, which they do today. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a two-party system, and it's all controlled, certainly, but it's far more than just the banks. It involves the people who control the media. It involves the people who control the great corporations. It's what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read my treatise, you need to get it. It's simple reading. The Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can watch the DVD. It's on our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can watch it for nothing, or you can get the DVD and make copies of it. But it's there. Go to RadioLiberty.com, scroll down videos to Brotherhood of Darkness. This is where you start. Once you grasp who really runs the world and where we're headed, why then, of course, you're in a position to begin making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead, not only fiscally, but spiritually as well. So remember my website, RadioLiberty.com, my treatise, The Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, we do hope, of course, you go to our website, you'll listen to our programs there. You can listen to them 24 hours a day, either live or archived. You can listen to them 24 hours a day if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes by calling 1-760-LOWSS11. 760-LOWSS11. You can listen 9 hours a day on satellite, KU band satellite, 3 hours a day on shortwave. Encourage others to listen, to get involved, because we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it's a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and for our good friend John Loeffler, for Congressman Ron Paul, because, well, I'm sure they'd love to kill him, and they've killed so many other people, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. From the mountain to the prairie. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher, who's been at this battle, certainly for pretty close to 30 years, and a good friend. We thought we'd start out talking about what's going on as far as Iran is concerned, and basically, you pick up the paper and you begin reading the reports, and suddenly we read that Israel, of course, is killing the scientists over in Iran, and they put a magnetized bomb on a motorcyclist went by the car driven by an Iranian nuclear scientist and simply slapped the bomb onto the side of the car, zoomed away, and then ignited it and killed the nuclear scientist. We find out that they've killed about five of the Iranian nuclear scientists. We find out, of course, that there's claims that the Iranians are killing scientists and politicians in Israel and throughout the world, Israeli scientists and officials throughout the world. Everything is heating up. There's increasing tension between the two countries. Is any of this real? Is this all contrived? Is it possible that somebody else is certainly manipulating this whole thing? We do know that the American government, about 3 or 4 years ago, authorized $400 million to finance a number of terrorist organizations. Among them was a Iranian terrorist organization known as MEK, and their job was to overthrow the Iranian government. Now, we are funding terrorist organizations throughout the world, and we're funding terrorist organizations in Iran. And when you're trying to overthrow a government using terrorist organizations, that is an act of war, and the United States is at war with Iran. They haven't told the American people that. I said they recently, why, of course, one of their major nuclear facilities. Now, simply the whole thing exploded, a number of square acres simply smoking rubble. The Iranians very wisely did not accuse either Israel or the United States of being responsible, but you know that they were. We are somehow, or the Israelis were responsible for that. We're actually, of course, killing, or the Israelis are killing, certainly the Iranian officials, Iranian scientists. Certainly we place sanctions on Iran, on their oil exports, on their use of certainly finances, and of course Iran is responding by saying, fine, if we can't sell our oil in dollars, why, we'll simply sell it in gold. And of course that's horrors. One reason we toppled Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi is that they were trying to sell their oil in other than American dollars, so that could be certainly the end of Iran right there. You are to not to defy America's control, economic control of the world. And our central bank does control the world. But the question is, are we going to have a war with Iran? I believe we are. The Council on Foreign Relations magazine, Foreign Affairs, recently published an article. It was January, February 2012, written by Matthew Krogan, K-R-O-E-G-E-N, titled Time to Attack Iran, and we've talked about it in the past. It admits that Iran is not trying to build a bomb. Iran hasn't even decided to build a bomb. And that's why we should attack them before they do decide to build a bomb, because if they ever build a bomb, then we wouldn't be able to deal with them so harshly. What sort of madness is that? Well, Bob, you go right ahead with your discussion. You pick up where I left off.
Well, you sound like you have the frog in your throat here. I hope you can get rid of that. Sounds like you got a little bit of a cold.
I've got a little cold there, but we'll get through the evening. But I expect you to do most of the talking.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we'll see how we make out. But yeah, you know, I was watching like everybody else. I keep doing a couple of things because I've been working on my book, which we talked about previously, and I have a lot in there about Iran and a lot of crazy interfacing with that. Of course, the Iranians, I guess, you know, going back, 50 years, they've always been either they were the fly in our soup or we were the fly in their soup. But it seems like we've had an ongoing a love-hate relationship with the Iranian government for years and years, and you know, we have assisted, of course, putting in the Shah of Iran many years ago, and then of course when he was eventually overthrown, and it's always difficult to know who the United States Central Intelligence is supporting from 1 year to the next. Kind of depends on the way the wind blows. But I was watching these news reports. Of course, we either are genuinely concerned about the development of the Iranians developing an atomic weapon, or that false information, and we really don't have any reason to be concerned with that. And of course, at the average American level that I'm at, and most of us, we don't necessarily have any good way to find out what's true and what's not true as far as that's concerned. But we're all sitting on the edge of our seat now watching what potentially might go on. And when we had the other day last week, we've had Leon Panetta, the Defense Department, came out and just said, you know, that he expects the Israelis to attack Iran in a couple of weeks. I mean, just come right out and said it, like you know, like he was ordering up a pizza pie or something. And of course, that attack of the Israelis going in to try to destroy the laboratory development bases that theoretically are there to make an Iranian atomic bomb will really blow the cork off of the top of the bottle in the Mideast area there. So
hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Bob Fletcher, and Bob is simply pointing out that, you know, it's so hard to know what's really going on over there. Basically, of course, I base a great deal of my opinions on the articles in Foreign Affairs magazine, and certainly, uniquely, I was able to get the text of a special meeting put on by Matthew Koenig, K-R-O-E-N-I-G, who is formerly the senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, Bill Gates, having to do with defense, but he was Secretary of Defense. Gates was Secretary of Defense, and Koenig certainly was the expert on Iranian affairs. And he gave a conference. It was about 2 weeks ago now. Let's see, I actually have it right here. The date on this is January 17th. So what are we talking about? We're talking almost 4 weeks. But you can actually pull it down off the internet. Just tap in Matthew Koenig, a CFR meeting, and then the war with Iran. And basically he describes the background of the article he wrote in Foreign Affairs magazine titled Time to Attack Iran. And basically he simply says that, I mean, a lot of people are beginning to agree with him that despite the fact that Iran does not have the bomb, Iran hasn't even decided to build the bomb, why, of course, it's time to attack them. We should attack immediately. And he says that Leon Panetta has come to that point of view. And then he points out that certainly that several other people have come to that conclusion. He uses the name Dennis Ross. Now, to the average individual who in heaven's name is Dennis Ross? Well, Dennis Ross is a member of the Trilateral Commission, or he was before he went into a high position in the State Department. Dennis Ross is a member of the CFR, one of the elite who runs our country. When you join government, you have to drop out of the Trilateral Commission. So, but you can go to my website, Radio Liberty, and simply type in, I should say, your search engine, and type in Radio Liberty, Dennis Ross. You'll find out that Dennis was a member of the Trilateral Commission, a key official in the State Department. So Leon Panetta, Dennis Ross, Joe Lieberman, these are the three people Matthew Kronig said were in favor of the war. Certainly Joe Lieberman, CFR, he's not trilateral. He's not one of the elite. But the trilateral, the CFR, want a war with Iran, and they want it now, which doesn't make any sense. Why go to war when, by Kronig's own admission, Iran has not even decided to build a bomb? Iran has not tried to enrich the uranium to the point where they can build a bomb. That's why we should attack them. And it doesn't follow to me. In fact, that would suggest to me you should not attack them preemptively, because they might at some time in the future change their mind. And yet that's exactly what's going on today, which makes me think, Bob, there is a timetable, and this is the time for a war with Iran. Go right ahead.
Right, and there's a real good possibility. I have that feeling also, and I was also, it dawned on me in the middle of doing a handful of research in a couple of directions, and it all of a sudden came to me, actually yesterday, you know, we had the, and you mentioned them, where they had a couple of what I would call pretty classy for over there, these magnetic bombs that were placed on a couple of the vehicles in the last 60 days that were actually engineers that were Iranian, supposedly Iranian nuclear engineers and scientists, and three or four of them were blown up with these fancy remote control detonated magnetic bomb that's pretty slick, where a motorcycle just drives up alongside of a one of the special vehicles transporting these guys, sticks this 4 or 6 inch diameter high plate on the side of the vehicle. It's magnetic, sticks fast to the side. He zooms off with an acceleration with his motorcycle, two blocks down the street, hits a button and blows the car up. It's pretty fancy James Bond kind of stuff. And of course, right away, the Iranians blame the Israelis for doing it. And then, interestingly enough, two different bombs were like that, identical to that, were set off on the side of vehicles that were owned by the Israelis. And one was done in India, and one was done at a different location. And it was not, I don't believe, actually, there was a death involved there. Seemingly, one of them never went off, and then the one that was, I think, in India went off, but it only injured a lower-level ambassadorial assistant or something like that. But then I got thinking, I said, well, that was kind of fishy. And I was wondering, and what came to my mind was the old false flag setup, which, of course, has been used not only by people like the Israeli government have used it in the past, but, of course, the American government, I refer to the secret government over here, certainly has used the false flag detonation or assassination in the past to cause some kind of an event to get us into war. And lo and behold, I was surprised, but when I started doing a little snooping on that this afternoon, I realized that there was a fellow that has a talk show host. I don't know, I didn't recognize who it was, didn't recognize his name, and maybe you know him, he's Mike Rivero. I don't know if you know who he is. I believe he's got one of these computerized radio broadcast systems, but I'm not sure. But he was talking exactly what I'm talking about. He was saying, what is the chances that we are being maneuvered, right, again, under our own noses, but being maneuvered by the possibility of a false flag, a major event, because as we speak, they are moving, we are moving, the United States government is moving a huge, a good-sized fleet into the Gulf right there next to in Iranian waters. I guess we're moving the Enterprise, if I'm not mistaken, in there, and we're also moving in along with it, you know, the Enterprise aircraft carrier, and also, of course, they always move with at least a medium-sized fleet of 7 or 8 other ships. Couple battleships, probably a few aircraft, plus of course the probably a submarine or two with that whole group there. So we're moving them right underneath Iran's nose. They of course have been threatening, running around in circles with their little boats, the smaller Iranian craft and their aircraft, and we're doing this cat and mouse thing, but it's the perfect situation to set up, again, what I refer to as the false flag, by having some kind of an attack by the Iranians. Doesn't have to be a big one. It could be, you know, a couple of these smaller little gunships running up and throwing grenades, or running, even putting one of their smaller submarines in and putting a missile or something into the side of the Enterprise. Which, of course, if that happened, we would automatically, quote-unquote, be obligated to retaliate, and that would get the ball going, even if, in fact, the Israelis don't go ahead and carry out a planned attack.
But, Bob, certainly this could be a false flag. In other words, we could engineer the whole thing, like exactly as we did to get us into the Vietnam War. The Gulf of Tonkin incident was a lie, and anybody can go up on the internet and check that in. Even Robert McNamara eventually admitted the Gulf of Tonkin incident on the 4th of August certainly did not occur, as we were told. 58,000 American servicemen died in that battle because of a lie that was told. And the same thing happened as far as the Spanish-American War. We were told the Spanish had sunk the battleship Maine. Wasn't true. The explosion was inside the Maine. 5,000 Americans died in that senseless war. Suddenly they tried to get us into the First World War with the sinking of the Lusitania. The Lusitania was a British warship. There was a British warship carrying munitions and weapons, was actually carrying American tourists. The Germans put ads in the papers in New York City saying, do not go, Americans, do not go on the Lusitania. This is not a passenger ship. It's a ship of war. It's going to be sunk. And people would ask the State Department if it was true, and the State Department said, nothing to worry about. It's not a warship at all. It's going to be perfectly safe. And then, of course, Winston Churchill, the High Lord of the Admiralty, pulled the guaranteed the promised destroyer escort away from the Lusitania so it would be sunk. They sent it into waters where they knew the German submarines were operating to sink that ship. Fortunately, the American people were not swept into war, because the American people at that time didn't want to go to war, and so that that occurred in 1915. It took them a couple of years and a lot of phony atrocity stories then to convince the American people we had to go to war, like those stories about the wicked Huns cutting off the hands of little Belgian boys. It was a lie of raping and ravishing the Belgian women. It was all a lie of cutting off the breasts of the Belgian women with their bayonets. It was all a lie. But eventually they were able to convince the American people with enough atrocity stories that literally tens of thousands of Americans volunteered for the American Expeditionary Force. I remember talking many years ago to a man who joined the military. Most of his friends were killed fighting through to Belgium. And the horrible realization when they got to Belgium, everything was a lie. just like what's being used to get us into a war with Iran today. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, you know,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
And through the American ambassador to Iraq, April Gillespie, we sent a message to Saddam that said, if you attack Kuwait, we will not be concerned. Now, if you doubt that, we actually have a clipping from the Washington Post that tells you the story of how April Gillespie, the American ambassador to Iraq at that time, told Saddam Hussein an open ball-faced lie. Basically, it was to incite him to get into an attack with Kuwait so we could justify having that war. The next war came because, of course, George Bush insisted that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and, of course, they could be used against us or anyone else. And Colin Powell went before the United Nations and with a bold-faced lie. Now, basically, he says today, oh, I just feel so bad that that I lied, but I really didn't know what I was doing. And, of course, don't tell me for 1 minute he didn't know what he was doing. Colin Powell is the sort of general who says, yes, sir, and when he's told a lie, he lies. I would simply point out the Major General Tacuba, who you probably never heard of, but he was asked to investigate what happened at Abu Ghraib. We have his report. Major General Tacuba was told, if you tell the truth about the torture of helpless prisoners at Abu Ghraib, it will end your military career. He told the truth. He received a call from his superior and was told to resign. Well, you don't have to worry about Colin Powell ever having to resign. He lied to the American people, and we killed a million Iraqis. Thanks to Colin Powell and Sidney and George Bush, there were weapons of mass destruction that Saddam supposedly had been moved to Syria. We knew they'd been moved to Syria. Saddam didn't have them anymore. But, of course, they needed an excuse to go into Iraq. Where is the call for punishment for the people who lied about that? I mean, the intelligence agencies did not agree with what the president said. We had killed, a million Iranians, and how many of our boys not only were injured, not only physically but psychologically, or wounded and would carry the wounds to their death. And yet, of course, it was all an unnecessary war with the Sydney, Iraq. So basically, this is the story of the wars we've had. We cover this very well in a talk I have called Iraq, the Untold Story. You'll see much of the documentation for the things we're talking about. You need to get the facts to understand what is going on today. And if you don't think that the United States and England are financing terrorism, we do have the testimony, the statement made by Lord James on the 1st of November of the year 2010, where, of course, at about 10 o'clock at night, he was talking to the House of Lords, and he said, you know, and somebody had made a derogatory remark about him, and he said, you know, I really am fairly important. After I funneled billions of pounds to the terrorists in Ireland and in North Africa. I can't talk about North Africa. It's an ongoing matter. And if you don't call the police on me, because, of course, I will refer to the Bank of England, I'm operating, transferring money to the terrorists at the behest of the Bank of England. Not one word in the American people. We have the article out of the Belfast Telegraph. We have the article from the House of Lords, and they're available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. America and Sydney, the English, are funding terrorist organizations throughout the world, and where, of course, is the outcry? Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, a separate serious concern is that what I started to say was that when the Soviet Union broke up into their small entities again in the early 90s, there were many, many nuclear bombs that were lost, plain lost. They disappeared. When I say lost, I mean they either legitimately just lost in paperwork, and somebody doesn't know where 20 or 50 or 100 of them are, but that they were, of course, maybe stolen, and they have been sold, at least the possibility of a few of them sold to some of the countries, the radical terroristically oriented countries, like Iran. They don't have to go out and build them. They have all the oil, billions of oil dollars, so they can simply make deals, cut deals, And I am concerned that they have already planted a couple of those, what they call suitcases.
You're absolutely right. We'll be back in just a moment here.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening is Bob Fletcher, and certainly I hadn't had a chance to talk to Bob about the program this evening. We just said we'd get on the air and talk. It's amazing how often our minds work in similar fashions. And Bob was just saying he has been concerned at the fact that the Iranians may very well have a couple of nuclear weapons already. And basically, I can remember back in about 1993 or 1994 when I was first getting started, and there was a gentleman who was a consultant for the Republican Congressional Organization in Washington, D.C., and he was sort of their foreign policy advisor. And he had all sorts of connections with people throughout the world. He came from another country. I forgot where he came from. But I interviewed him, and he said at that time that Iran had several atomic bombs. This was 1994, that Iran had several atomic bombs at that time. And Sydney, I really believe that they have them, because we know that the one story that has been totally suppressed in America is the Sybil Edmonds story. Sybil Edmonds, S-I-B-E-L-E-D-M-O-N-D-S. Go up on the internet, and since you can type in Sybil Edmonds, nuclear weapons, or you can go simply to your search engine and type in Radio Liberty Sybil Edmonds. You go to my website, you'll see the article I wrote about it. Sybil Edmonds, of course, worked for the FBI. She spoke both Arabic and Farsi. And Sybil Edmonds found out that there was a Turkish Mossad spy ring, working at the highest level of the American State Department, and that they actively had stolen and sent to Iran, to Pakistan, the secrets for building nuclear weapons and the technology to build it with. Now, did you ever stop and wonder why a third-rate nation or how a third-rate nation like Pakistan was ever able to build a nuclear weapon? I said, we have told that they have this brilliant scientist, his name is Mr. Khan, but where would they get the technology? Where would they get the equipment? Where would they get the centrifuges? How were they able to build a nuclear bomb? And now it figures 150 nuclear bombs that Pakistan has. Well, it's because they got the technology and the wherewithal from the United States, but they couldn't let the American people find out. And when Sybil Edmonds found out and wanted to bring this information forward, she was told she would be violating the national security laws, she'd go to prison. So she went to the local federal court to appeal that decision, because she said the American people have to understand it was our State Department and our intelligence agencies that allowed the transfer of the nuclear technology to Pakistan. And the federal court said, national security, secure America, we can't let the American people know the truth. She went to the appeals court, to the federal appeals court, and the decision was, well, this is a national security matter. You cannot tell the story. She went to the United States Supreme Court, and the United States Supreme Court said, national security, you can't tell the public. So Sybil Edmonds, being a courageous woman who values freedom, risked her life and the lives of her family, and went to England and told the story to the London Times. And they put it out, and it went all over the world, except to the United States, where we have absolute control over what the American people read and hear and think and ultimately believe. And not a word of this in the controlled media here, except maybe my article, a few articles on the Internet, get it and understand that we gave Pakistan the technology and the wherewithal to build the nuclear bombs, and I'm sure that they've shared some of that with Iran. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And I'm amazed that Bob Fletcher is as perceptive as he is, but I shouldn't be, having talked to Bob many, many times, and without any consultation beforehand, I find that his thoughts and my thoughts are running parallel.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your website.
Okay, fine. We do have a little catalog of the investigations that I've carried out that are available for folks to look at in terms of a DVD form. There's about 8 or 9 investigations available, and you can go on the computer and put in simply BobFletcherInvestigations.com on any search engine, put that in Google or whatever, and it'll come up. So that's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And or you can drop me a note if you want. You can write to Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho. That's Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And I'll be glad to send off a catalog to you, give you an idea of what you could get a good view of in terms of our investigation. And, you know, this Sybil Edmonds we were talking about, she was in a great position to, she actually technically, being able to speak 3 or 4 dialects of Farsi and the Arabic, though, and Iranian and Iraqi dialect. And she was actually brought in, and she was requested, because we don't even have too many good people at the top secret level that can understand and speak these languages. We have a very small number of them. And they asked her to come in, and she was going over pre-recorded spy telephone conversations or what have you of a whole bunch of these different characters. So she was listening in and doing transcriptions, the written transcriptions, or converting it into English, and she was shocked because of what she was hearing, and that was where she ended up, like you said, coming forward and saying, hey, you know, these things, you know, somebody's got to tell somebody about this. You know, this guy over here and that guy over there, they're talking about nuclear backpack weapons, they're talking about this and that and what have you, and that was, of course, when they stepped in and took out that big rubber stamp of top secret, said you couldn't talk to anybody about anything, and that was when they, of course, closed her down. And in terms of the nuclear weapons that could have been purchased by Iranians and or any other small nation that happens to have enough money to do it, the weapons I'm talking about that concerned me was that back in around 1997 and earlier, 94 and what have you, when the realization, there was a particular fellow named Alexander Lebed. He was the former Russian Soviet Union National Security Advisor. And after the Union broke up and went off and was scattered to the wind, he came up and he said, actually admitted on, I think it was 60 Minutes or one of those programs, that there was at least maybe 150 to 200 unaccounted for backpack nuclear devices. These are a lot of different names for them, either backpack or a suitcase or whatever you want to call them. But these are small enough that actually can be put into something, let's say the size of a cigarette machine or maybe a 55-gallon drum, something of that size, like an oil drum, that they would ship crude oil in. And these are big enough to be the equivalent of like a half or a third the size of the one we set off in Hiroshima. And they are so small that they actually be transported and disguised in a lot of different really very small packages. And these that have been loose, some of them, matter of fact, I believe there was as many as five or six that had been discovered floating around, hidden in little warehouses and what have you, in Azerbaijan and in the Armenia-Azerbaijan area, and what they called Georgia of the Russians, Georgia, which is right almost bordering Iran, as a matter of fact, and that they actually have found a couple of them and discovered, for example, by accident, a couple of these with the nuclear fission material, huge barrels and drums, in the woods, just in the forest. A couple of guys were out shooting squirrels or whatever in Azerbaijan area, and one of the Russians there, and they discovered some barrels filled either with filled with nuclear fission material, which can be converted directly into a nuclear bomb. But anyhow, the bottom line is that they have these bombs, they're just floating around, they've gone done inventory, and recently some CIA agents and people were over doing some inspections under the flag of the UN in Russia, and they found warehouses that had these weapons, laying around, and when they went and said, they went up to the warehouse, they're supposedly, quote-unquote, secured by the Russian security police, they said they didn't even have a guard out front, and the doors were open, I mean, you know, you go over, it's this big old, like, garage doors or the type of thing that's like an aircraft hangar, and they slide the doors open, and there's these weapons in there. And when they ask who had the numbers and how could they verify the serial numbers on the sides of this these weapons, et cetera, the Russian there just said, you know, he doesn't know. Somebody comes. Sometimes they come and they count, and sometimes they don't. And, you know, I mean, these people couldn't believe it, what they had discovered. And the bottom line was they just plain old loose nuclear weapons that if they hadn't already been stolen, they probably were gone by the next week. So that's how loose it is over there. When we get talking or we watch the news reports and they're arguing about whether Iranians have enough knowledge or do they have the centrifuges set up properly where they could begin to make the material that then would be required. Nobody ever talks about the idea that they don't even have to do that. They can just go and pay enough money on the black market. It's a big problem over throughout the entire Mideast as we speak. So I guess we have to, by the way, tomorrow, Wednesday, Ahmadinejad there is going to make a special announcement related to his nuclear weapons project.
But you see, Bob, that doesn't make any sense. Basically, if you know, unless you wanted a war with the United States, why would you keep bragging about it? Because how effective your nuclear weapons and nuclear weapons project was. Obviously, Ahmadinejad is playing a part. And they're doing everything to have him make all these ridiculous statements that will justify an eventual war between the United States and between Iran. And basically, you only need to go back and study the history of the wars. You go back to the Boer War. Who was the agent that they had in the Afrikaans in the enemy? Why was a man named Jan Smuts, who was part of the Caesar Rhodes secret society, and he was the leader of the opposition fighting to the death against the wicked British, and basically they had people planted in the German State Department during the First World War. The German foreign minister Zimmerman actually, when asked if he had actually written a letter to Mexico saying, if it looks like there's going to be a war with the United States, get Mexico to attack the United States. And the German foreign minister comes forward and says, sure, I wrote that letter. Who in their right mind would make a statement like that, which would bring England or bring the United States into World War One and prolong the war for a year and a half and kill tens of millions of more people? It doesn't make any sense. And basically, we know that during the Second World War, why Alan Dulles was working very closely with Martin Bormann and Heinrich Himmler, if you haven't read the Dennis Kelly's wonderful little book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. That's The Power Elite, The Secret Nazi Plan. We had our agents working at the highest levels of the Nazis or working with the Nazis and American corporations, and I'm talking about General Motors, Ford, General Electric, AT&T, IBM, Exxon, major banks were financing and certainly providing the weapons. 100 American corporations building the weapons for the Germans to use to kill our boys. And if you doubt that, we've got the books that go into the background of it. We've got the letter I found in Colonel House's paper from Ambassador William Dodd, American ambassador to Germany at that time, asking, why are 100 American corporations over here? I mean, building the weapons for the Germans in 1936 when nobody here wants another war. We just got through a war. Nobody wants another war. There's no profit to be made. Why are 100 American corporations building weapons for the Nazis? Well, I can tell you why they wanted a war, and nothing as it appears to be. And now we can see this same pattern over and over again. I personally believe that Ahmadinejad and Khomeini over there, the Ayatollah Khomeini, are playing their parts just beautifully. And the average American has no idea what's happening and will not until we're plunged into a war with Iran. And then, of course, they're going to have to take away all of our freedom in the name of patriotism. And anybody who speaks out and tells the truth obviously is not a patriot. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right. And that's the problem. Again, it all goes back to the world government and the ending up with the total removal of all of America's constitutional freedoms and rights. You know, people, several years ago when I was warning people about that on the lecture circuit on a regular basis, and I would speak to thousands of people per week at gatherings, and everybody would say, well, how, you know, they'll never be able to do that. They're not going to take away all of these freedoms and take away our guns and our rights, etc. And I said they will continue to do elements that scare the American people enough so that they, to help us and save us and protect us, they will start taking away our rights. And of course, I'm talking back in the 90s, and as we sit today, we have, of course, all the brand new laws, they tighten up on us every 30 days.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
So I have on my wall a hand.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
Idaho 838 03 and ask us, we'll send you a catalog. And are there any of the investigations that we carried out, you'll really be surprised what we got in living color, as they say. We've got fully documented reports that every American patriot has to be aware of.
And Bob's done a great job, and we certainly commend them to Bob, thanks very much. Fascinating program, and my voice held up pretty well. Thank you for everything you've done.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Okay, that was Bob Fletcher, and we recommend his material. And certainly, we do carry a lot of it. You can get it from him. Certainly, you can get it from us at RadioLiberty.com. An excellent analysis of the murder of Bobby Kennedy, an excellent analysis of the murder, certainly, of John Kennedy, of Sonny Bono, certainly, of mind control, certainly, of whether it's weapon. It's all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, there may not be one there on Bobby Kennedy, but there's certainly one on Jack Kennedy and his murder, and certainly the various programs that the government has, the one on Sonny Bono, we recommend to you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We are going to be moving into a war with Iran, and it will be used to justify extended government control over your life. This is not happening by accident. This whole thing is staged. This whole thing is staged managed. And if you'd like, of course, to get any of the references we've talked about, you need to find out about Sybil Edmonds and the fact that certainly we had transferred actively and intentionally the plans for the nuclear weapons to Pakistan. And you can get the Sybil Edmonds story at my website, RadioLiberty.com. Just go to your search engine, type in Radio Liberty Letters, Sybil Edmonds, and you'll get it. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the dark secret, our DVD on the forbidden secret, the syllabuses go with that. My talk on the best enemy money could buy, on the world revolution, my talk on the Iraq, the untold story, and the syllabus that goes with that, which will document the fact that all of the wars have been contrived, none of them have been legitimate, and millions have died. And if you want to know, of course, what the plans for the future, you need to get my talk, Plan Population Reduction. They've already killed billions of people. They are in the process of killing a million or more every day. They plan to kill billions more. You need to read my talk, my treatise on planned population control agenda, the population control agenda that's available on the Internet. My talk on planned population reduction, and then dare call it genocide, is available from Radio Liberty. None dare call it genocide and planned population reduction, two DVDs, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know what they're doing and how they're poisoning our water, you need to get the DVD entitled The Hidden Agenda. That goes into Water for a Nation, the syllabus that goes with that. If you want to know, Sydney, how they're poisoning the vaccines, the specter haunting America. They're poisoning our children. They're destroying their ability to reproduce. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know the toxicity of the mercury that is in the vaccines. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Another excellent DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism, the Global Vaccine Agenda of Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Blaylock, and then Please Pray for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our permission, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. As we raise our voices.
tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 14 February 2012, Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world, wanting to make sense of it. Well, if you're thinking about the election that's occurring here in the United States with the various caucuses and primaries, you're probably not able to make sense of it. It seems as though in every single primary or caucus, there has been a question regarding the outcome of the voting. And it seems in the state of Maine, it's even more suspicious that it is by design. People reporting from their caucuses, their areas, their